This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, KWTO 560 AM and 93.3 FM, Springfield, Missouri, to the most exciting and sometimes informative show on earth. This is Hour 2. I am Frederick Penny, your host, with Seth Madden, a new lawyer that is getting his teeth cut on radio. This is his second time appearing. Thank you for being here. And Cal Hunter, my good friend, who is my compadre and the guy that helped me make up this great show. The two of us put our minds together, and that makes about a half of a mind, and Radio Law Talk was then born.
Well, one was vacuous, and the other created pressure, so it kind of worked out okay.
Those are a lot of big words.
Yeah, I know. That's why I did it.
Defamation. What was that? What is the word on?
Defamated.
Defamated, yeah. You didn't defamate me. Well, the Radio Law Talk, if you want to call us, 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, if you are listening to this not live at a later time, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. We do get emails. Thank you for the emails. We do the best we can to get back to you. We are here to help you. And Seth is yawning really big. Did you hear that yawn on his mic?
Well, he's excited about the show.
Remember, seek legal counsel. You know, we're talking about general topics of law. You can use this only at the dinner table when your in-laws are in town at the holidays. But other than that, do not use this in a court of law. And do not quote this to your lawyer and say, well, Fred Penny said on Radio Law Talk the following. Just seek the counsel of your lawyer. Remember, we're in multiple states. There are a number of people that advertise on this Radio Law Talk, and there's so much, you know, movement going on right now. Remember, it is the area in which these lawyers practice. Whatever state they practice in is what you want to make sure that you follow. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Epstein case today. We're going to do a case or no case. We're going to talk about a former Cowboy star, Darren McFadden, may be in trouble. We're going to talk about the weirdest, and we're going to be very family-oriented here because we know we're on family-oriented stations throughout the United States, about three individuals that are doing some interesting things with animals that we're going to discuss. And there's a couple of things to discuss on this. No, it's very interesting. Here's what's interesting. The first thing is the possible amount of jail time they'll get. And the second thing is the interaction between the judge and the lawyer is very interesting. So the case as a whole is weird, but what I'm going to really focus on is how much time they got and whether or not that was right under the Eighth Amendment, which is, you know, that's it. Yep. Seth, look at Seth. I'm going to take a picture and tweet it out of Seth. I told Seth prior to this starting, our segment starting, I said, you got to stop. I know you like to laugh. You're going to have to hold it back.
I'll go ahead and
most of the time to bring the old McDonald. And he's really struggling, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, there we go. That's even better. Yeah, there's things happening down on the farm that are illegal. And we're going to talk about that being illegal down on the farm. I'm glad Todd's not here because I'm sure he would make something up that would be not appropriate.
The news report / court document said makeshift farm.
Yeah. Oh, so why has he been a real farm?
Well,
makeshift. Old MacDonald did not have an actual farm. Is what
it might be a makeshift farm.
What do you grow on a makeshift farm?
Animals?
I know what you grow on a wheat farm. What do you grow on?
I don't know, but we're going to talk about it. It's very interesting. Illegal things happen in there that we're going to discuss. And the judge hammers the lawyer. And we got to talk about that and whether or not that was appropriate. And then we're going to get into... we're going to talk about Neil Armstrong's death settlement lawsuit. That was very interesting.
It was a fascinating thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then we've got other things depending on our time. Again, it comes down to we've got more topics to talk about than time because we got important things to do like case or no case. Roll it, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right.
Now, is this a farm one?
Thank goodness, no.
Oh.
Although I could come up with one if you'd like. We all hate robocalls now, don't we? And I don't know about you, but on my cell phone every day, I get these little fake robocalls that look like they're from a town neighboring me and
right.
all that stuff. You know, and it's just one of the most irritating things in the whole wide world. Well,
I just paid up the IRS, squared up with them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get a robocall from them?
Oh, you sent the money?
Yes, sent the money.
The IRS called you and wanted $100,000. You sent it off?
Yep.
And a green card. You had to go down to the green leaf or whatever.
Send it to 555-641 in China.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Can you see down the UPS, set the UPS? How do I send this to China now?
Yeah. Where the IRS has apparently opened up new headquarters.
Well,
who knew?
Actually, I would love to do that and send a check that's like handwritten, you know, make one up, cut it out.
Oh, sure.
Send it to him. That would be great.
On cardboard.
Here's your check.
A Memphis woman purchased furniture from Conn's Appliance and Furniture Company. Veronica Davis found the right color of red couches for which she had been searching high and low. So she went in and signed a time payment contract and bought two of them. And then she says the trouble began. She started getting telephone calls from this Conn Appliance and Furniture. Dozens and dozens of phone calls. They just made my good days bad and my bad days worse, she said. Davis said she received dozens of robocalls every day, even though she paid her furniture bill on time and a little early every month. She said, I tried to block them. They kept calling me from different numbers. My phone wouldn't let me block them anymore because I only had so many numbers I could block. After a while, she thought, you know, maybe this is illegal. I'm going to seek legal counsel and see if it's proper for these people to keep robocalling me, she said, literally a dozen times a day when there was no reason for them to do so. So she sought counsel, which is like biting a bratwurst. But anyway, it's hard to say. So Seth
Customers
Madden,
not biting the bratwurst.
Yeah, exactly. So the question is, Seth Madden, is this a case or not a case? By the way, if you think it's a case and if there's a settlement, I have a bonus question after that. And if you don't think it is, I may have a bonus question as well. So anyway, that's the premise for case or no case. What say you, Seth?
Oh, my goodness, man. So she bought furniture, the perfect red couches.
On time.
Okay. She signed a contract.
Right.
Okay.
Eight customers biting on bratwurst on the red one.
Paid her bills.
Paid her bills on time, if not early.
If not early, correct.
And these robocalls kept calling her.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Every day.
Dozens. Yeah. Dozens.
Was the robocall from the furniture place?
Yes.
And what was it? Do you know what the calls were about?
Make sure you pay your bill on time. They were basically dunning or collection calls, if you will.
Okay.
So
I'm going to say that this is not a case.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's any justification for that or the logic behind it, but I'm going to say not a case.
Well, that's all you need.
That's all I need.
That's
no
all
explanation.
You need to say.
No
that's,
case.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
Look, that's exactly what I was going to say, but I'm going to play strategery because I need points. So I was going to say no case, but I'm now going to say case. And what threw it a little bit is you had a bonus question. I'm going to say it's a case, and Mr. Robocall, I know it's a scenario, but I don't know if it's a case. But I'm going to call it a case to try to get points, and I'm going to say she wins. bonus question for me. That's all I care about. This is all about strategery, not the law.
It's like sprinkles on the donut.
All right.
That's exactly right. It's extra frosting on the cake.
Yes. So we will give you the answer to this case or no case when we come back.
Yeah, I'll be back. Yeah. I'll be back. Seth and I will be here for you, Cal.
All right. Good to know. And
all right.
I will be here with the answer for you right after this on Radio Law Talk, heard on your favorite radio station and streamed live on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't...
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Give me points, Cal. Give me some points on case or no case. You want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk about case or no case at any time, or info at Radio Law Talk. You can actually cheat and say, look, I know exactly what's going to happen, and then just email us later like you're surprised.
Yeah, but no Googling. When you play case or no case, play straight up.
Yeah,
play straight
no Googling.
I mean, you know,
park and chew.
Yeah, so if they're not,
let's Google park and chew. Google park and chew. Wait a minute. Those of you who listen to the first hour, park and chew. Let's just Google park and chew.
I'm surprised you haven't.
I'm just going to see what it says.
Copyrighted that name.
Park and chew. What pops up is Quit Chew. Special offer for web users. Try it today. Curb cravings of tobacco. So park and chew is Quit Chew.
No, park and chew is just something I made up.
I know it is, but I'm just trying to tell you. You type in park and chew, that's what comes up. Cal, you've got yourself a new business.
See, there you go, park and chew.
Park and chew.
Come on.
There it is.
Don't you think it would work? Anyway, a lady from Memphis bought some furniture from a place that carries their own contracts. She said as soon as she got the furniture, everything was great. She loved the color, everything. Started making her payments, and then she started getting phone calls, as many as a dozen a day. And there were robocalls, and she said they just made my good days bad and my bad days worse. Now, she thought maybe it was illegal, and after a while she sought counsel. At least that's the premise that I'm establishing here for the purposes of case or no case. And Seth Madden said, no, she didn't. Seth said, Cal, I may or may not like you, but you got this wrong, right? Isn't that what you're saying? You're saying it's no case.
No case.
And Mr. Penny said, well, I don't think it's a case either, but yeah, I will...
I'm going to strategize.
Yeah, we'll do the...
Well, I'm going to defamate, strategize at the same time.
Defamate.
So, let's go.
I can't help it.
I like the Twinkle one.
Okay.
Do that one again. That's perfect.
Okay, here we go. All right. So, here's the bonus question.
Wait a minute. You got to say,
Here's the bonus question.
All right. Ready for the bonus.
If, in fact, this is a case, and if, in fact, the plaintiff prevailed, what would these multiple dozens of robocalls be worth? If you're within $100,000, I'll give you an extra point, which would tell you then that those of you who say this is not a case...
You lost. I did it. Todd's mad. He's probably listening.
It is, in fact, a case.
Yes.
And she got a lawyer, and she said, I don't think they can do that, can they? And the lawyer said, well, you know, we have the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. And you tell them not to call. They can't continue to call. She said, I told them every time they call, stop calling me. So they had, you know.
And they prevailed then, right?
She prevailed.
So that's 2 points for me.
That's 2 points. Now, if you want to get a third point, and Seth, if you'd like to get a point.
Okay. Boy.
For one for Todd. Todd would like at least one this week, I'm sure.
Without working at all.
Yes, right. Within $100,000, tell me what you think the penalties. Because, you know, under the law, each robocall, unwanted robocall, once you say no, has a specific penalty attached to it. It can be between X and Y, and the amounts, I'll give you the amounts, between $500 and $1,500, depending on circumstances. So, what do you think she got out of this deal?
Okay, Seth.
Because she did get something out of this deal. Now, Seth, since you have already said it's not a case, I'm going to have you go first.
I'm going to say... $742,000.
Okay, good number to pull out of the air. I like it. Fred, what say you?
I'm going
to
put it at $500,000.
Fred, you are just on a roll.
Yes!
The amount she got was $459,000.
Yes! I am smart. The guy who talks about strategery and also things defamate is important.
Well, just
Fred Penny just rails on 3 points.
Just remember.
You're all...
All right, so Mr. Penny gets 3 points, and Seth gets... Well, they get to try again next time, and that is case or no case.
Let me say this, as the host. If you don't love this show, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
How can you just not enjoy Case or No Case and us talking about farm animals and men arrested? Look at that. Look at that. We're going to get in. But first we're going to talk about we have to talk about Epstein's issue going on here. We've got Mueller. Yeah, issues. So let me tell you about Jeffrey Epstein. And those of you who don't know, he is a very wealthy man, owns a company called Financial, basically a financial management company that he's made millions and millions of dollars. In fact, I looked up just this morning, I was looking up different areas, and it's disputed, but it's close. He's worth approximately $1 billion is what he's worth. And apparently this guy has had some issues with, what they're claiming. Again, innocent until proven guilty. They're claiming conspiracy and sex trafficking of underage girls. And apparently in 2008, I believe it was, the Florida brought a similar thing against him in 2008, and there was a plea agreement, and that was taken care of. Actually, Kenneth Starr and Alan Dershowitz were his lawyers for that one, by the way. And so he basically got out of that and did a plea agreement. But don't forget what happens in New York, where this case they're trying to allege things are occurring, does not apply to the Florida case. So even though he's already been taken care of in Florida, he can't be prosecuted for those same crimes in Florida. But if any of them occur in New York's coming after him. So on July 6, 2019, he was arrested. I'm setting this up because some interesting things are happening since this. They have claimed, and this is the prosecutors are claiming, that they've already found some nude photos in his, they claim, younger women and possibly girls in his apartment when they raided it, his New York apartment. So right now, they're claiming he's a flight risk. So the judge did not offer him bail and threw him in jail. He is sitting in jail right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk to you and tell you what has happened in jail since he's been in there, and it's kind of interesting. You don't want to be in jail, but we'll be right back after this. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with my co-host today, Seth Madden, and call us at 855 Law Radio. We'll be back.
Don't forget, you can stream every episode of Radio Law Talk, and they're indexed by topic if you just go to radiolawtalk.com under the podcast section. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Often dealt setbacks by the courts, the White House is now celebrating a major victory as the Supreme Court has issued a 5-4 ruling to allow the Trump administration to take funds meant for the Pentagon and use them to build a southern border wall. That ruling overturns a pair of lower court decisions that had blocked that construction. He also said of Democrats, while meeting with reporters yesterday,
all they want to do is they want to investigate, they want to go fishing.
But the president's now calling for an investigation into his predecessor's book deal. He says it's the actions of former President Barack Obama and his Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that are the ones that need to be looked at, saying the Justice Department should subpoena all of Obama's records and investigate that deal that he made after he left office. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you serious? That is Armadillo.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
I think this whole show is anecdotal.
Pretty much. That and malapropis.
We're going to do some strategy here and follow through with Jeffrey Epstein. So I went through
Speaking of, I don't want to interrupt you for that. I apologize, but the Wall Street Journal just reported that the pilots for Jeffrey Epstein have now been subpoenaed to testify in the case. So that could be kind of a big deal. Just wanted to pass that along.
Houston, we're coming in on the Epstein. I have no idea what's going back there.
Roger Epstein special.
Clinton and Trump are on gear down. Listen, here's the deal. What's interesting more about this, and we're going to talk about Seth's going to get into what's kind of happened here in jail right now, but. I make notes on these cases, and the note I made is, here comes the civil lawsuits. Seth, you said,
here comes, it's like it's going to turn into Bill Cosby all over again.
And then what did I say during the break? This is interesting.
Bill Cosby isn't worth $1 billion.
That's exactly right. So no, it is not going to be a Bill Cosby. It's going to be worse because Bill Cosby, believe it or not, was not super wealthy. I mean, he didn't have as much money as everyone thought, but this guy's worth $1 billion. But he faces up to 45 years in prison. He's 66 right now, if he's found guilty. And again, this is all allegations. He has two planes, and he is Clinton and Trump he had rubbed shoulders with. And we're going to discuss that in more detail, what that means. But go ahead, Seth. Tell us kind of what's going on in as he awaits trial and the court decided not to allow him to have to go out on bail because they thought he might be a flight risk.
Yeah, they feared that he'd leave the country, essentially. But so he's in. Found him in his jail cell with some marks around his neck. And they're not quite sure what's going on. They've asked him. His take on it is that he was beat up and that he was called a child predator, which is not completely unrealistic, I guess you could say, in those circumstances. You know, I mean,
if he's innocent right now, unless they find him guilty.
Right. But what I'm saying is in a prison setting, somebody finds out what you do. Or what you're in there for, then there could be repercussions inside of that system.
As they say, even inmates have kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even allegations of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point. Yeah, they're not interested in what the jury says.
Right. With,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, and a name like Jeffrey Epstein, that's, you see people all the time, these high-profile characters, why aren't they put in a, their own cell, or they're kind of put in confinement, they're put by themselves to prevent stuff like this. So one of the speculations is that this is self-inflicted. That it's actually a suicide attempt.
Right. In fact, I think one report I read from, I can't remember where it is now, so forgive me for not sourcing it. One report said that when they found him, he was curled up in a fetal position, and that they felt this could have very well been.
So think about the psyche of this individual. I'm just, again, we're not feeling sorry for him. This is not a sorrow, but you have to step in the psyche. Here's a guy his whole life. Worth $1 billion that really is at the echelon or the top of the top. He's flying in private jets. He's hanging out with Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. He's hanging with other, I'll guarantee you there's other Democrats and Republicans he's hanging out with.
Yeah.
He's got his own island. He flies out with Clinton, by the way. Bill Clinton went out to his own island with him on the jet.
I did not have. Oh,
that's exactly right.
Yeah,
no, we're not
right.
So what we're doing is picture this guy now sitting in a cell, little tiny cell, awaiting these major allegations against him that might stick him in for the rest of his life.
Well, I get the point. You're saying basically here's a guy who's used to doing pretty much anything that he wanted to do. Now, whether he did these other things, that's a separate story.
Right.
But he's had the kind of freedom that only being truly super wealthy can
right,
give you.
Right. Yeah. He gets on his jet and goes to a private island whenever he wants.
And now he's got nothing but an 8x8
right.
and a bunch of people accusing him of stuff of which he may be feeling guilty. We don't know.
Yeah, and those accusations, right. if this all comes to fruition, those accusations are only going to mount from here on out.
Yes.
And Fred had mentioned earlier that he had signed that plea deal in Miami back in like 2008.
Yeah.
And that plea deal in Miami actually prevented him from sitting in a jail cell. It said that it helped him avoid federal charges. He
right.
essentially was just pled down to just be charged by the state for, like, prostitution or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and they had him, if my understanding is correct, when this sentencing was carried out, he had on a little bracelet and he stayed at his house, but he went to work every day and pretty much lived his normal life.
Yeah, yeah, nothing changed.
So nothing really, it was a consequence-free environment.
You wonder if they would have put him in jail and let him feel what it was like for that 2008 incident, if he would have maybe...
How much it would have changed him?
Yeah, maybe he says, I'm not going to do this.
Well, I think it's a great question. I wonder, aren't some of the cases the same, or are all of these now no longer, I mean, not a double jeopardy case now? I'm
well, you can't because there's a different state. They're bringing them for
different
allegations.
Charges.
Different charges. A lot of the allegations, too, are not that it happened in New York, but it happened in the airplane. Now, that area of law, I don't understand or know. So, where's the... Because he just got back from Paris. He's flying to these private islands. I don't know.
Is it like a ship? Are you over international water?
I imagine.
International airspace, I'm sorry. But,
I don't know.
Good question. Didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the big issue here. But here's some interesting things that Seth and I were talking about over during the break. Now, if you look at the CNN article, we've looked at a lot of articles. We've looked at different case law discussions. And by the way, there's a lot of good news programs, that are legal programs, that we review stuff. So we look at all types of things. But the CNN one that I looked at shows a picture of he and Trump in this Jeffrey Epstein found injured in jail cell with marks on his neck, sources say. And the interesting thing is it's a picture of Trump and Epstein. Now, the question is, I said to myself, now, why do you put Trump on? Why didn't you put Clinton on? Well, I did some research, and I'm not saying it's for sure.
Well, first off, it was CNN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's where I'm just—I'm bringing that up.
Yeah.
So I could not find any pictures of Clinton with Epstein. But you think they'd at least throw something that shows the two of them together? Because let me tell you, yes, Trump had been around this individual at different times. The picture they show was 1992, before all this occurred. But Clinton owned up to 6 encounters with Epstein. He owned up 4 flights on his private jet with him. So that was Bill Clinton, and he's met with him at his apartment and Harlem office. Now, I'm not quite sure whose apartment and whose office, but Bill Clinton has hung out with him, too. So Democrats and Republicans, and I'll guarantee you – well, I'm not going to guarantee you. I'm going to say it's a high probability that you look, there's other Democrats and Republicans, senators, you know, congressmen, women that have rubbed shoulders. And we've talked about this, Cal and Seth. And here's the question, and I'm not going to jump on – maybe I'm going to jump on Trump and Clinton's side. How do you say, oh, Trump and Clinton have hung out with this guy? How many people do you think Clinton and Trump have hung out with?
Well, that's the point. They're influential men. This guy's a guy that they want to hang out with because he has money and he can donate to their campaigns or help finance their projects or whatever. So I'm sure.
But my point is they hang out with so many people. Do they have to interview every person they hang out with and find out and get the criminal background and find out who they are? They could never – they'd have to sit in a closet. Is my point. My point is everyone's pounding on Clinton and Trump, saying, "Well, look, these guys hung out. He hung out with this guy. So what?
So what? Right.
So what?
Right.
Now is a different story. If you know they took you know millions of dollars from him, then I could see it's a little more of a thing. But and it does. It does. You know. Okay. Does Clinton know I'm flying this guy's jet with him? Does he know that he's going to be this way or this way? I'm going to jump on Bill's side and say probably not, you know, or Trump, probably not.
Yeah, and one of the interesting things I saw in the article was that the investigator that finally nailed him had chased him for over a decade.
Wow.
So, I mean, really, you could only imagine the amount of evidence that he had to surmount to get to that point.
Well, a lot of it was a newspaper. I can't remember, was it the Miami Herald? It was the Miami Herald did a lot of work on this, and they definitely were on him, and they did a report on him, and they said they kind of like stroked the Miami Herald for getting this thing going. I believe that was the Miami Herald. I can't remember.
I will say that I think the airplane pilots, that's going to be a huge deal in my opinion.
Yeah. What did you see? What did you hear?
Wall Street, yeah. Well, because they say may be able to corroborate the stories of women who claim there was a lot of stuff going on the plane. So,
they say, is that what you said, Cal?
Wall Street Journal's reporting that they believe that now, this is why the subpoenas were issued. We'll find out.
I thought you can't say they say, only you can say Radio Law Talk says.
Where are we?
Well, we're going to come back. Yes, we are going to talk about the farm animal case. Hold on to your seats, people. I know you can't wait for this. Seth and I are just anxiously waiting.
Chomping at the bit.
In the barn.
Okay. We'll be right back. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO.
The makeshift barn. We'll explain. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with... Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Back in Pennsylvania, over a five-year period, there was three men. Three men. This sounds like. Get the music rolling.
Is this a Grimm Brothers fairy tale or
no,
something?
It's
or
the, no, we get the farm music going. That's what.
Oh, you want the farm music?
Yeah,
oh, well,
yeah, yeah. I was telling like a story. You know,
okay,
just,
well,
you didn't tee up right. Okay. What's wrong with you? There you go.
Right.
Over a five-year period,
there was three men.
five farm animals involved. Animals such as horses, cows, goats, and possibly dogs.
No pigs.
No pigs
that I know of.
Okay, just checking.
So apparently there are some bizarre things that occurred where they were held in these pens.
The animals were held in the pens.
Yeah.
Not
the animals
not
were
the
held,
three men.
Not the three men.
What are you, what are you,
the three little pigs.
Okay.
They were held in these, and the men performed...
intimacy,
and
say.
No, I'm going to say, no, Cal, it's,
okay,
I'm going to host this one.
All right.
I'm just one of those.
Yeah. Okay.
I know you like that one. I'm going with,
all right, yeah, okay.
All right. And it was,
it's your show.
And yet they held, these animals had to be held by a 16-year-old boy. This 16-year-old boy then went to, yes, they went to the police and said, there's some real issues going on here. And it is a supposed, they call it a makeshift farm. That's exactly right.
I wonder what that is.
And they were doing it to these animals, and they got caught because they found these weird cages, and there was actual video. Talk about sick.
Now, that's just sick and
that's
dumb.
Sick and dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, this has been going on for approximately 5 years. So, this is what I want to get to. First of all, that is just sick.
Yeah.
But there's two interesting things that happens.
Well, so, back up before that.
Sure.
1,400 criminal counts.
1,400?
1,400 for animal cruelty, sexual intercourse with animals, and corrupting a minor.
Oh,
that's
yeah, because of the kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh. 1,400 counts.
1,400.
And I bet you no judge wants to plea those down either.
Well, I tell you, I tell you, this judge, let me tell you, this is the interesting thing. So there's two things. The one question is the possible sentencing is 20 to 41 years, okay? So that's where it is, 20 to 41 years. Again, under the Eighth Amendment, is 41 years... a lot. They say that's
excessive.
Excessive when that's the same as murder.
Sure.
Third degree murder is that's the same basic amount.
The
of
penalty, right?
Penalty.
But
yeah.
Did the guys ask? Are there? Is there a farm in prison where there are animals?
I don't know. Well, here's the question. Ready for this?
Yeah.
But yeah. But okay. So the.
I mean, it's
you know,
silly, but yeah.
You're going to have both sides here. You're going to have the. And again, this is, we all agree this is sick, crazy.
Yes.
But it's 41 years. Maybe they need to be in a mental institute instead of 41 years.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would it be excessive when you've got that many counts? I could see if it was one or two or 10 counts, but when you've got 1,400 counts, to me, I mean, a lot of times the tendency in the justice system is say, okay, we'll give you one sentence and we'll run them side by side instead of concurrently, you know, we'll run them or whatever. So why is that too much if you've got that many counts and they're guilty of that?
Well, that's a question. But here's the most interesting part of this whole case that Seth and I have talked about is what the judge does to the lawyer that is representing these three individuals. Remember, these individuals are innocent until proven guilty, even though this is weird.
And
now, and that is our system.
Right.
And our system is they need to be represented by someone. And I will, I haven't studied to find out exactly who the lawyer was, but the lawyer, I'm almost high probability was appointed by the courts as a public defender, and he's required under his state bar rules to represent these individuals to the fullest.
Vigorous, yes.
You got that? Okay. Mm-hmm. Given that foundation, lawyers that come in and represent people, especially in criminal law cases, and I wish Todd was here, the main thing is in criminal law cases, it's not an issue whether they're guilty or not to those lawyers. Those lawyers have to argue the best case scenario for their clients. They need to argue the facts, the evidence, and try to argue the facts and evidence that is in the best light
most
for their client.
And most beneficial to their client,
That is their bar, according to state bar, that is their duty.
And their client's constitutional
right. That's exactly right. So, here we go. This guy argues that the sentence is, and they're about ready to do the sentencing, is excessive. Saying what someone would get, this is the attorney for these three weird individuals, what somebody would get for a third degree murder is the same that you're going about to punish these guys for. And this attorney then goes on and said, they didn't molest children, they didn't hurt people, yes, it was disgusting, is what this attorney said in court. But these guys need help, not 20 to 41 years basically in prison.
Which is
now stop. Go ahead.
A pretty reasonable, I mean, you know, from a lawyer standpoint, it's me trying to argue for my client's benefit. Okay, you're going to stick him in jail, you're going to stick him in prison, and you see this a lot. You see it with courtroom, you know, TV courtroom, stuff like that. They try to argue it down, say, let's go the alternate route. Let's go get them some help. You know, obviously there's some issues here.
Yeah. So we've got a penalty, and then we've got rehab. And the lawyer's saying, well, let's go toward the rehab side. And the judge is saying, let's go toward the penalty side.
Yeah.
And here's the deal. So, okay, picture the lawyer. Now, again, I don't know the deep, deep details, but I'm just going to go on and generally say if this is the case, if it is. But what the judge basically says is basically these men are sick, okay? And especially one of the men. He said because the fact that this attorney is trying to defend him by saying that he didn't hurt anyone is ridiculous. The man's blank, you know, sexually assaulted poor defenseless animals that couldn't fight back.
Fair point.
But in what kind of twisted world is this okay? Is basically what the judge is saying. But it almost like he reprimands the lawyer a little bit there when he should have. And my general opinion is, look, okay, nice. Just leave the lawyer out and leave. This is a ridiculous argument. You don't need to say that. The lawyer has to argue something. What's he going to walk up there? Your Honor, give him the full 41.
Yeah.
Hey, did I help you out there? I'm a good lawyer. They have to do what's best for the clients, and people have to understand that. And they don't. A lot of people out there just don't get this.
It's like the judge tipped his hat before they had even, come down with a ruling.
Sure.
It's like, okay, well, let's go through. And like Fred had mentioned on the break, it was the judge's responsibility is to decide the case on the merits of the case. Use the facts, use the law, apply it accordingly, and then issue the ruling. And it was like, oh, before we even got there, it's like, oh, no, they deserve everything that they get.
I think there's an element we're leaving out. This is a high-profile case. If the judge doesn't whack them real hard, all the people in that community are going to go, well, look at the judge. Apparently he thinks this animal sex thing is okay.
Yeah, and I get that.
I think that's a key point.
And I get that because now the way society is going now, judges are being held accountable, which they should, but it's the quick, Twitter, Instagram thing that's causing people to pound on judges when judges really are just doing what they're supposed to be doing. However, on this one, again, I'm going to give the judge a little bit of leeway and say I'm assuming he didn't mean it that way, but here's my quote. I'm quoting Fred Penny. I said, lawyers should not be criticized for trying to make the argument for a client, and I put in quote, no matter how sick the client is or what they've done.
Or how depraved the act may be.
And right. There's bad acts, murder, but we need to do that. Let's really quick, before we end it, ex-cowboy Darren McFadden is facing up to 2 years in prison for two charges of DUI. They found him asleep. And I'm not, he's asleep in the drive-thru of Whataburger. And they found out that he was drunk, and he's facing these allegations and charges. I just want to know one thing for sure. Was he in the drive-thru at the Whataburger ordering the What a Catch fish sandwich?
That's a great question, because why else would you go?
Yeah,
for a very notable running back in the NFL.
When you've had an In-N-Out burger, why would you go to the Whataburger and order the burger? Order the fish.
What a catch. All right, we'll join you next hour. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. You can join us later on, but don't forget to go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on radiolawtalk.com and your favorite radio station. We appreciate it.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Every day.
day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.